Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six must-visit Christmas spots in Disney World. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 52 of the World of Walt podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of December 20th, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Today's podcast is sponsored by Ear to Their Travel. If you're planning a trip to any Disney destination, give Phil at Ear to Their Travel a call. Phil's a former Disney cast member, so he really knows how Disney works. He can help you plan all the details of your trip at no extra cost to you while making sure you get the best deal on your vacation. You can reach Phil at eartotheirtravel.com. Christmas time is one of my favorite times around the Walt Disney World Resort. The temperatures are down, the decorations are up, and there's a special feeling in the air as we celebrate the most special time of the year. I once took a backstage tour of Walt Disney World and saw how Disney has a huge warehouse dedicated to storing and preparing decorations for Christmas each year. There's plenty to see and do each Christmas time at Disney World, so today we're going to take a look at the top six must-visit Christmas spots in Disney World. To help me explore this topic, I'd like to welcome someone who is a former Disney World cast member and whose facial hair makes him look just a little bit like Santa Claus, Phil Gramlich. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm excited that this is our first podcast together. I know that you are from Ear to Their Travel, my current sponsor, and really pleased that we're able to finally do our first podcast. So great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really, really excited too. I hope we can do a bunch of these in the future.
Me too. All right, before we get into the topic for today, I have a favorite question. So Phil, what is your favorite quick service dining option in the Magic Kingdom?
See, that's a tough one for me, Herb, because it just changed because they got rid of my burgers at Pecos Bill, and I was so bummed out about that. So I'd have to say now I'd go over to Cosmic Rays in Tomorrowland would have to be my favorite because I'm on vacation, I want my burgers, and yeah, that's kind of what it is.
You know, you can't beat the stylings of Sunny Eclipse. He's a ton of fun for a snarky alien, so I do enjoy Cosmic Rays as well. I was always a big fan of Pecos Bill's, and I recently had a chance to check out the new menu. So I have to say that I'm kind of a Chipotle junkie, and I now see Pecos Bill's as the Disney-fied Chipotle, and I really liked it. I really enjoy the food there. But if I had to pick a favorite quick service dining, I would probably have to go over to Fantasyland and be our guest, just because of the detail in the settings of the rooms and how the technology works in placing your order. But really, how can you go wrong with any of those? Those are all great spots.
They are. And yeah, I love the new restaurant there. I love how what they did with Be Our Guest. I'm sorry, I couldn't get it out there. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's inside and out. It's just incredible. The food's great. And I love the way you order and you sit down and they bring your food. It just makes it a really cool experience.
Yep, agree. All right, so today we're going to talk about the top six must-visit Christmas spots in Disney World. And Phil, as the guest co-host, we are over to you for number one.
All right, so my first one takes us over to the newly named Disney Springs, or renamed from Downtown Disney. And I have three little kids, all under five right now, and we love to go over and see Santa Claus. So, of course, at Downtown Disney, they have Santa Claus there. And what's really, really neat about it is they have the virtual queue where you can go up to the elves there at the counter, give them your name, and they give you a pager, and then you can go off and do your own thing. You can go shopping, you can go get something to eat, and then it'll buzz when it's time for you to go back. And when you go back, you only have to wait just a couple of minutes and you can get your picture with Santa. So I really like that. And what's really, really great about it is they don't charge you an arm and a leg for a picture. You're actually allowed to bring your own cameras with you. So you can bring your cell phone or your camera and take a picture with Santa or a selfie, if that's the kind of thing you're into. I think that's a great Christmas spot.
Wow, that's a really good one. You know, I have to admit that I have not visited Santa myself at Disney Springs, but it does sound like something fun to do. You know, I've heard that they swap out Santa at maybe Christmas Eve and it becomes Goofy Santa because, of course, the real Santa is busy doing other things.
That's what I've heard as well.
Yep. All right. Cool. That was number one, Santa at Disney Springs. So number two is over to me. As is often the case, I will be Captain Obvious, and I am going to go to the heart of the Magic Kingdom and Main Street USA. I think that Main Street USA comes alive at Christmas time with a huge tree in the town square, with lighted garland, with the the castle in the Frozen motif or the dream lights, however you like to call them. To me, walking onto Main Street USA at Christmas time is a truly special experience. There's an energy and a vibe. There are beautiful decorations. And I think it's the quintessential place to go as a Christmas spot in Disney World.
Yeah, I really couldn't agree more. We stay at Bay Lake Tower a lot, and you walk over, take that little short walk, and you can hear the music from almost outside. I love it. The toy soldiers in Town Square to the lights are fantastic. I love just everything about it. Get a popcorn at the cart when you walk in, walk down Main Street, enjoy the music. It's great.
Yeah, I agree. And if it's even possible to take it up a notch, I think they really do during the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, especially at the end of the night when it is snowing, or as I like to call it, snoping, because it's kind of like soap. But that is just a picture-perfect way to end a great day.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. That's awesome.
Cool. Okay, number two, Main Street USA. So for number three, Phil, back over to you.
All right, so we're not going very far for number three for me. We're just going over to Adventureland. Where the famous Jungle Cruise around Christmas becomes the Jingle Cruise. So what they do is they decorate the Jungle Cruise, and it starts in the queue. They actually have a whole lot of decorations like bows, trees, garland, that kind of thing, all in the queue itself. It's really, really cool to do it at night because everything's lit up. They have Christmas lights everywhere, inside the queue, outside the queue. And then when you get on the ride itself, the little house that the skippers stay, quote unquote, live in all year round is decorated. And it's just a really cool thing. And then the skippers have completely different jokes that they use on this, the Jingle Cruise. So you'll get, you know already that it's going to be a corny joke if you're talking Jungle Cruise. But the one that I love that I heard a guy say last year, one of the skippers, was, oh, look, it was the tree with the snake wrapped around it. And he said, oh, look, it's a boa. Or somebody got a tree with a boa on top. And I just thought that was really, really funny. And also what's really cool too, they renamed the boats. They put like Christmas themed signage over the name of the boat. So yeah, it's really like they named one the Candy Cane, and it's just a fun, really fun thing. And if you have a great skipper, it makes all the difference.
I definitely agree. It's an excellent one. I was really happy a few years ago when Disney decided to retheme the ride and add a Christmas overlay, I guess, in Disney speak. And I understand why they don't do that so much at Walt Disney World, because they need the capacity of the rides up, because a lot of people come to Disney World as a once-in-a-lifetime event. They don't want to have to take down the attractions for a long period of time like they're able to do in Disneyland, say with a Haunted Mansion overlay or It's a Small World. But I think they did a really nice job with the Jingle Cruise, because it didn't have to be this long, extensive downtime. They could add some decorations in. I noticed in the queue area that they switch out the radio program that's playing, and now it has a Christmas theme. And you're right, I think the skippers can switch their spiel pretty easily. And I love the Christmas theme jokes that they have on the Jingle Cruise. You also mentioned about day versus night, and that's something that I always like checking out the Jungle Cruise, because it's a completely different experience in the daytime versus the nighttime, just based on how the ship's spotlight will highlight certain spots that you pass by. So I think the Jingle Cruise is a great addition.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I hadn't done the Jungle Cruise at night for a while because we've had kids, and by the time it's dark, they're going to bed. But when we got to do it last year, yeah, it's amazing at night. It's completely different. So yeah, that's a great call.
Yeah, good. Thanks. Okay, number three, the Jingle Cruise. Number four, back over to me. And I don't think we can get away from this list of must-visit Christmas spots without making a stop at one of Disney's deluxe resorts. And I'm going to hop on the monorail and go over to Disney's Grand Floridian Resort. I think the Grand Floridian is something that really lives up to its name. It is truly grand in its style and design and feel. But at Christmas time, it's even more so. The huge Christmas tree in the lobby is just gorgeous. If you catch it when the band is playing or when the piano player is doing his or her thing, it adds an extra special touch. And anytime there is a life-size cookie that you can check out, meaning the gingerbread house, which literally has people inside of it selling gingerbread, it's just hard to beat. So I love going over to Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and checking out the Christmas decorations and all the special little additions they add around the gingerbread house with Christmas themes, so reindeers and Santas. And there's so much to look at and just to enjoy and soak up the atmosphere in the lobby.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about the ultimate and like feeling like Christmas. You got to get over there to the Grand Floridian. It feels more like Christmas there, I would say, than anywhere else except maybe Main Street USA. And I do love that the monorail goes through, so you can actually do the Christmas decoration tour. You can check out the Grand Floridian and any other resorts on the monorail line all in one day. That's kind of a fun way to make up your afternoon.
I agree, and very easy to do because you can hop on the monorail, be there in 20 minutes, maybe to take a break from the crowds of the Magic Kingdom, and then get right back to the fun at another resort or back at the park.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, number four, Disney's Grand Floridian. Number five, Phil, we're back over to you.
All right, so I am not going to go near a monorail resort on this one. We're going to go over to Disney's Hollywood Studios, which who knows where the name is going to be. In the next few months. But right now, it's still Disney's Hollywood Studios. And it's Hollywood Boulevard, I think, especially at night, is fantastic. You look, when you walk in, the Christmas music is more, it's not the same as Main Street USA. It's different. It's more, modern Christmas music that they're playing with, stars of today singing the songs. You look down, you see all the decorations. And then you have the amazing Chinese theater now back at the end of the street there. I mean, I love it. I think besides Magic Kingdom, like I said, besides that walk down Main Street, there's nothing like that walk down Hollywood Boulevard with the Christmas music playing and all that. I think it's fantastic. And now in 2015, it's the last time you'll get a chance to, to run over from Hollywood Boulevard and check out the Osborne Lights. So I think there's probably a few more days left for you to do that.
Yeah, you're right. So I love the vintage Hollywood feel of Hollywood Boulevard, just that era, the architecture. And I think it really does go up a notch. And, maybe we can break our rules here because I think Hollywood Boulevard definitely belongs on the list. I think if you take a right onto Sunset Boulevard, the decorations that line that street are terrific as well. And then it makes sense to, at least for a few more days in 2015, head back to see the Osborne Lights as well before they're gone forever. So I think Hollywood Boulevard is a great addition, and maybe we'll sneak in a few extra too while you took us to the park.
Sure. Yeah, Sunset is awesome too. I agree.
Cool. All right. That was number five. Number six, back over to me. And I'm going to head to another Disney resort, also in the Magic Kingdom, but not on the monorail, Magic Kingdom area, but not on the monorail. I'm going to go to Disney's Wilderness Lodge. I think there are a lot of things that might get overhyped at Walt Disney World and people are a little disappointed. But if you go to visit the Christmas decorations at Disney's Wilderness Lodge, I don't think you're going to be disappointed. The lodge itself is impressive enough and has a rustic feel to it. Even though it's huge, it's still somehow warm and welcoming. But I think when you take that rustic lodge feel and you add the Christmas decorations that they do, it becomes something extra special. The tree in the lodge is huge. There's garland everywhere. There are smaller trees on the side. The decorations and all of those things really match the wilderness feel of the resort. And I think it's just a great place to feel like you are a million miles away from Central Florida. And it may even make you want to go over and sit for a few minutes by the fireplace, even if it's still 70 degrees outside. It's worth a stop.
I sit by that fireplace when it's the summertime, when it's 95, just because I love the feel of that resort. I love the rustic feel of it, the charm of it. The tree is outrageous. It's you walk in there and you can't be in a bad mood. As soon as you get in there, it's all smiles from everyone in that place. And yeah, I agree. Go get a cup of coffee or something from Roaring Fork down the little ramp there. Sit in front of the fireplace, listen to the music, listen to the kids screaming at the restaurant there, Whispering Canyon. And yeah, that's a fantastic, fantastic place, especially at Christmas.
Yeah, it's a great place to sit and relax, just like you say. And it's also nice that you can just watch the people go by. So there are the people just hanging out. There are the people who are going for their hoot and holler in time at the restaurant there. So it's a great spot to visit.
Yep, I agree.
All right, so the top six must-visit Christmas spots in Disney World. Number one, meeting with Santa at Disney Springs. Number two, Main Street USA. Number three, the Jingle Cruise. Number four, Disney's Grand Floridian Resort. Number five, Hollywood Boulevard. And number six, Disney's Wilderness Lodge. Phil, great list. So tell me, how can people get in touch with you?
So all you have to do is go to my website, www.ear2theirtravel.com.
All right, excellent. So I know that folks might be looking to plan a trip to a Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Alani, Cruise, and Ear to Their Travel is able to get the best possible deal. When you give Phil a call, you'll actually speak with Phil and not a crazy voicemail message. And I know that he's very dedicated to helping folks plan their vacations. I have heard about multiple stories where he's been in the middle of his vacation and he takes time out to make sure that he responds quickly to others. And he does it all at no cost to the people he serves. So Phil, thanks for the information about Ear to Their Travel. And thank you again for joining me today, and Merry Christmas.
Herb, thank you so much. I had a great time. Merry Christmas to you too.
Today we head out to the songs of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parade, and we have made it through the list of the top six must-visit spots in Walt Disney World. Our conversation, however, isn't over. I would love to hear what you think about our list. Do you have an idea of something you'd like to add? You can do that. Check out the show notes page at worldofwalt/52. It's a page that works great on tablets, smartphones, and desktops. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other people think as well. I'd like to thank everyone who's been in touch with me, and I'd love to hear from you too. It's easy to get in touch with me by sending me an email, info@worldofwalt.com. Leave a voicemail message at 407-391-5023. Leave an online voicemail message at worldofwalt.com/voicemail, or check me out on social media, facebook.com/worldofwalt or pinterest.com/worldofwalt. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I would appreciate it if you would spread the word. Tell your friends and family about it. As always, to wrap up for today, I would like to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending some of your time with me. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site, where you can read interesting Disney articles and chat with other folks who enjoy Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that is very cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So until next time, my friend, may God bless you and Merry Christmas.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.